Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and today we are going to be reading a psalm together. We're going to read the psalm twice. We're going to read Psalm 13 today, and first we're going to read it in the New Revised Standard Version, and then we're going to read the same psalm again, Psalm 13, and we're going to read it in the Amplified Bible. So let's read together Psalm 13. In the New Revised Standard Version. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And now we read again Psalm 13, which is a psalm of David, but in the Amplified Bible. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart day after day? How long will my enemy exalt himself and triumph over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light and life to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken. But I have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice and delight in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. This is Psalm 13. It's a psalm of David, and it's a very emotional psalm. I don't know if you have ever felt absolutely overwhelmed, like there is pain in your soul, there is sorrow there all day long. I know that I have. There are days where it feels like the enemy is winning, like you are down and you can't get up, you're struggling to lift your eyes. The pain in our soul can feel overwhelming. And so the psalmist asks, consider and answer me, Lord my God, and give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. What does it mean to give light to my eyes? But when we're down, it feels that all we can see is darkness and gloom. When we look around, all we see is darkness in the world or darkness in our lives. But to have light given to your eyes, Lord, help me see what is good. Lord, help me see what is right. Help me be able to see the things you have provided. Because the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. It can be easy to forget the good things that we have received from God. If we have a roof over our heads, if we have music to sing, if we have friends or family, whether they're nearby or far away, if we've had food and water, if we've been clothed, it can be easy to forget these things when our soul feels overwhelmed. And so it's good to pray, Lord, give light to my eyes. Let me see your goodness and let me see it today. Remind me of the light and of the goodness which has been in my life so far. Lord, give light to my eyes. Let's trust in God's steadfast love. Let's rely on him and be confident in him. In verse 5, the psalmist says, "My heart shall rejoice and delight in your salvation." It doesn't say my heart is rejoicing. The psalmist doesn't say I've thrown aside the pain in my soul. There will be times when we struggle, but we trust also that the time is coming when our hearts will again rejoice in God's salvation. So let's sing to the Lord. Let's remember the light which he has put in our lives. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. Today we read Psalm 13 together. Goodbye and God bless you.